Of too many something else. And this itself is not enough. So you know what I'm saying? Well, they learn the same thing. You can see the color of the boy. That's what we're saying on the time. You know what I'm saying? Well, the camera is here. I'm sorry. The camera is here. It's not here. So I'm sorry. 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 I'm Bin Bottle, Bin Bottle, the Hidden Apple, and also the Eiseln and so on, and the Zero, and so on, the Kimmel, and the Zeras, and so on. The action, so we have a special person with Dabbing, with Zere, so on, the action Rabona, and the Zere is Abgomo. Ma Zav Gomo, and the Tamil, and so on. Ah, the shame is so Zere, and the Tamil, and so on. So, Abai was patient, and this is Abai. And Abaye saying that the real Shema Shal Mitzera is Mitame Mase. And what's called Mitame Mase? Called Rajit Pyat and the score of Mayones of Mitzera. Not on the underscore of Zay. Now, Mikey Boyle of Mitzera, or you all have been called to the Zay. But the Mitzera was on the Zay to the Holler of Mitzera. So Mitzera has all nothing. Vital is the Holler of Mitzera. So we may discuss with the English and come. So the high products, the occasion, the Zere Tartix, the Bazo Vesemi, Harishtai, the Zere Tartix, the Bazo Vesemi, Harishtai, so we have a hackish between a Zabgomo and the Zere Zoko. Ma Zabgomo was even in Tamil Mase, as the Zere Zemi in Tamil Mase, back in the shape. So only because, so we can reduce this self-reserve, if we assume that we have a special posik here, regarding the Zere Zohar. So, but if we don't have a special posik regarding the Zere Zohar, and we have to learn how the Zere Zohar and the Rashi came off, then we couldn't use this Yalpa. So the Bishlei, the Mofik Lahai Zohar, the Zohar, the Zohar, the So mainly care is only the time of the magic, not the master. So here, so the same, the real machine and the same being, it's not the time of the magic. And the value is whether the real machine of the staff in the Zere, in someone who has been in Zere before, is the time of the master now. So if it is the time of the master, it's on the score of my own image of the Zere, not on the score of Zay. And then the value is the change. There's a case in Tami, the real is the Zay of the real shape of the Zay. And what for? And the score of Mayone is of the Zay. That's Rashi. So now there is another. We eat in the portion by the Rabbi Real machine shall be Zay, Maushe, Tami, the Mat. We sub grade the Loiti Boyer. We bad in Tami, it's a Roman Kamon. We may limit our Zab Shun Tami. So there is one fundamental difference between this pshat and Rashi pshat, because according to Rashi's pshat, so here the shame of Mitzav Gerede goes without saying that it's not the Tamil Mase, because it has the same status as Keri, so in Tamil Mase, according to the Yishmi Borti pshat, so Mitzav Gerede here the shame is the Tamil Mase, it's not completely like Keri. So he says, that's the difference, that's the fundamental difference between Rashi's pshat and this pshat. So reason Pashi by Rabbi is for. Here we change some zero marsh tamil mat. We zog generally to boil all the babi in tamil mat. In common the tamil mat are zero shul tamil. Um between on the damanido, imperial damanido. We call the mazor. So what did Rashi say in his pshat? This has reference to Rishi Shlio. But the continuation of Pashi, what the Gemara says, imperial damanido, applied to Rila Vishen. Rila Mkamo, Rila Dala Zim Shiu Tome, Pim Damani, the Kome Ma, the Upe, Umepunem, Bipere Damani, the Kome Masos, Kiti Boyeloch, So there is no Shaila that the real Shein of Isav Greide is the Tal Masa for his death shot. Where's the Shaila in the oil of the tail? The eagle made of Isav Greide with the Tal. We should be the Remes like Tum. Avo be tail like Otomi. Maybe the Remes like Tum. How could it be so rash in one of the Asomis and that shot would be? How can you say in respect to the real Shein of Isav Greide that is the Remes like Tum? But it's not the Remes like Tum. He has only his status of Valkyrie, he's only coming to the Seren. The answer is true. It's not here with Tume immediately that he should have the status of his art. But this will be Mitzure with the second bringing to become his art, to become the Tumor and to count Daiichi. So Mimele, even the first bringing is a component that is weakened in the Tumor Hamur of Zav. So in Mele we can say, according to the Mishnah Boshi, that is Geremes Lutum. We should be Geremes Lutum. I will be Tere, for Tomo, when Geremes Lutum, when it comes to Yadim, I will am Vino, Mayim Hu, Kirei Keo, Nenerak. So in other words, according to that chart, Vino Mishnah of Isam, Kirei Dei, is certainly Mitame, he said Mitame, on the basis of the Kavacheda. He was here, Kirei, ultimately, so that's the coach, that it can be Mitame. So the Zayiv, even the discharge itself, even of the first three, is Mitame, is Mitame the Mas. But that Kawachena can only be applied in regard to Isav Greide, not in regard to Isav, not to Yitzhere. Why? Because the Yitzhere is Tome anyway, so it's not here to Melachir, like here to Melachir. So the Mele have the score of Zayiv, per se. So the real Yitzhere, the discharge of the real Yitzhere, in his out could not be Mitame on the score of Zayv per se. But the question is, maybe can be Mitame the real Shein of Zayv in Mitzeire on the score of Mayonnaise of Mitzeire. So, you would have given Mayonnaise of Mitzeire, and I would find Mayonnaise of Mitzeire. We know that it's so many of the real Shein for a mashman. He is of Mitzeire, he is as of Tomer Achim. Levaiva. Levaiva means the one who's afflicted with the zivit. The one who has that condition. Um, the Yitzchak was a real real Sheino, Shmamen Olav Mayru. So I mean, it's the same way. But the only difference is, according to Rashi Pshat, so real Sheino, it is not created. But it's not a Masse, and according to the issue of all Sheino, it is not a Masse. So Rashi said, Rishidush, if you come a Jew, how did the Kokoshi play in the King's Eagle of Maita? For the Mazo, the people, can you come up with the Manita? Mali Mayon, Mali Lav Mayon. So we are patient. So what Kashi of Rashi means, that we are patient, that the real Shaino of Zayn, in the Mitzere, so he's not the Tavri Mazo. Making Zira Lav Mayon. That's what the moral is facing. So the question is, so Bishleimit, if we say that the real Shein is out, Reiden now, then we can understand. So even Zav Mitzayre is not Mitame. But according to Yishmi Boshi, so the real Shein is here. If he had been just afflicted with the Tume of Zayin, not Mitzayre, not Zoraz, then it would be Mitame Mase. And because, so the Gemara is saying that because he is afflicted not only with a tume of Zayin, but he's also affected with an additional tume of Tzoraz. So then it's not the Tamei Masei. Why should the additional tume be the Gaga, the potential of tume? The potential of tume. So according to Rashi Pshat, we don't have such a paradox anymore. Because according to Rashi Pshat, so the real Shein of Zayin in Isav Mitzayre, in Isav Greide, is certainly not the Tamei Masei. And the real Shnio of Isav Mitzayre is certainly the Tamei Masei. Masheikin, according to Yeshua Bozim Pshat, so the Gemara is saying that the real Shein of Isav Greide was just affected with the Tumas Zayin and not the Tumas Tzoraz in addition, so he is Mitame Masse. But a real Rishaino of Zayin in someone who is erected not only with Tumas Zayin, but also with Tumas Toras, is not Tamil Masa. That's paradox. This one said. So in regard to a Zav Grede, so Mali Mayu, Mali Lav Mayon, so in a Hanami it's not in King Mayon. So it cannot be told, cannot be Tamil Masi on the score of Mayon is of the Zere, but he is Zav also. And the Zere of Zav Grede, if he hadn't been in the Zere. So he put me with our master. So the fact that he has an additional source of Dume, so he should be Megane from the potential of Dume, so it's not Mistaba. Vei, mi ike. Vei, mi ike leik, vei lehai kvo gedinu v'shein. Vo mohoche nabu v'chol tuchne. Mona akos of shtai. We call it Dome. So in other words, so that halacha that is mentioned in Derek Davalido, obviously is reference to Isav of Shneiris, not to Isav of Yach. Hey, me can remember the real machine of Isav Kregel, I hear you in Tumas Matu. Mozav of Yach, I say, never can you carry. So we have to say, we reach the Bosh Mose, but when there will be a second year there, the first year will be one of the components of that Tumas. So I mean, maybe it is also an ingredient in the Gerem Tumas. If you come to Hammer Finish, So why in the Gish the Moshe explain it that way? Umishum shekosov tismon. In other words, so Rashi says as follows. Here, what is mentioned nowadays? Elo pshite bizav, the second line. Elo pshite bizav mitzeyo. Umeniz lechko lirikuye birribiyo shniyo. Birriye shniyo. Shmamenu mikinti lamayim. That's how it is. So, the Yish Mephoshim said that there was another girsi. And the other girsi read as follows. Elo pshite bizav mitzeyo. Umeniz lechko lirikuye birribiyo risheino. Shmamenu mikinti lamayim. So they assume that the other girsa, the Shema, was mentioned inside the text. So Rashi says, no, they made a mistake. There was no manuscript in which it was mentioned, it was written, the Shema instead of Shema, in all the manuscripts of the Gemara. So it was written inside the text. It was written, Elo Pshite Bizav Mitzeiro, Umidisra Kol Ribuye, Virio Shneo Shmamenoko became Zivela Maino. But then on the margin, someone wrote on the margin, not inside the text, but on the margin, he wrote Rio Mishen. So then the Yish Mephoshim thought that the one who put down on the margin Rio Mishen, he meant to correct. In other words, that in other manuscript, it's written inside the text, it's written Rio Mishen. So then they accepted that hearsay, but the kavone of the one who wrote in on the margin, Rio Rishino was just to explain, not to change the girsay of the text inside. So he said as follows. You are milky. The high Rio Rishino. The high Rio Rishino perish. Biswar. So the Bach is like this. What's the name of the famous saying of the Rio Rishino? She was this one. It's a perish. It wasn't another girl's. Because I gave a shmamina, we can see the love my. So, in other words, so it was written, the one who wrote in on the margin, Rio Rishino, he also had our girl's. Whom in Israel called the Rio Shneo, that Izab Mitzeya, the Zeb of Izab Mitzeya, Rio Shneo, is Mitame, shmamino, we can see the love my. So he wrote down. Shmamino became Zivala Mayinu in the Rio Rishen. So he meant, because he became Zive, is in Mayo, so in Mele, so even the same of the Rio Rishen is Mitami on the score of Mayonis of Mitzere. So why do we have to resort to a special Tzakosu? To a special Tzakosu, the same of the Rio Shneo of Mitzavu of Mitzere is Mitami of the Masa. So he wrote out Rio de Janeiro, Schmab in the King, Zivo La Mayanu, in the Rio de Janeiro. In explaining the Gemara, what he too had the deal say, this was called the Rio de Janeiro. This is what Rashi said. Peru Shoyo Bisho, who come and call you, for a command, this was called the Rio de Janeiro, Schmab in the King, Zivo La Mayanu. So he put down on the margin, so it's a guy in the Rio de Janeiro. So it's love mine. But it wasn't written in the text inside. Gore Gassin of Shiva Shmai, the Mazav Gomu Mitami Zeve, the Mazav Mitzere, Al Mazav Gomu the Mitami Tipazi, the Mazav, Abu Zav, Valria Achas. All right, anyway. So, but this is a Shiva Shiva, it's not. This is before she did not go to the Shiva who explains it. The Arab of Shiva too, who hold that when the Gore says in Pir Davanido, that Zeif is becoming the Maso, it has reference to the Rio Rishin. To the Rio Rishin of Zeif. All right. Now the Gemara. Omar Abun. Rio Rishin of Shal Zav Mitamo Beinez. Shenemar Zeis Tiras Azav Ashatitz in Melishich Vazera. So there is a hackage, an analogy between the Rio Rishin of Zeif and Shich Vazera. Mashik Vazera Mitamei. Beines Afriyo Rishayim Shal Zav Mitamei Beines. Tosh. Ho Rio Rishayino Beikre. Because there is a loche that Shiva Drochim Beikre Sazam. So in other words, in the Zayim discharge took place as a result of a temporary situation because of shock, because of excitement, whatever reason, or because of machal, certain food, not a permanent condition, so then it's not mitam. Then it's not mitam. So it says, oh, the orishayno, baking ace. So the first discharge we are baking, maybe it was the ace. So my lovely tumor, so why do we have to be baking? Because if we find out that it arose as a result, let's say, of excitement, of jumping, of whatever it is, of battle, of mishne, so then it doesn't become tome. So we see that even the first riyah of Zayn is not becoming the inet. So Gemara says, loy mikov, because the halacha here is that if someone has a discharge of Zayn 3 times, so then he has to do mikov. He has 2 times, so he has to count that again. But if he has a discharge 3 times, he has to bring mikov. So, in regard to Kov, so the Rio Rishayno, if the Rio Rishayno of Zayn took place by Enes, so it cannot be Mitzure as an ingredient in the Rio Kov. So in other words, suppose the first discharge took place by Enes, and then he had other 2 Rias, so then it's not going to be Kov. Only if the first discharge were to place Shalobim. But in order to become Tomek to Masere, so then even without, even if it's famous, so it's still become. Tosh, the Shio Beit Kinei say, we might heal him and call Avon to Maloy. So that is because what we do, man, we are not Beinikin, in other words, that he becomes Tomei as his outcome, so that he has to count Zayinikin, even if he took place Beinis. No, he can count with Zoyin Lamach Masei Yisei. So we have an explicit Zeres HaKosu, that the second Riyah, if it takes place Beinis, is not, does not make him into his outcome, so that he would be Mitami Tumach Muor, he would have to count Zayinikin. So, Elul Avli Tumei. So obviously, when the Baisa says Bishniyo Beit Kinei say, what does the Baisa mean? So Litume. Litume. So since Umnisevi Litume. So it's part and parcel of the same Baisa. So Reisha that says, oh, Rio Bishniyo Beit Kinei say, also has reference to it. Reisha Nama Litume. Midi Yoye, Hokidise, Vihokidise. Hokidise, Vihokidise. So in other words, so the same from the Baisa when it says, Baking and say it means litume, but the rage of the price, it doesn't mean litume, but it means the cock. תושמע, קבלי זה ראי מירה בשביל שבי כלי זה מפני יעקב. So, the pleasure says, Michlau, it's an account of the Atomico. So it's a right, that's the pleasure. So we see that Tanekame is not Matzrich, is not Matzrich, Bdike, Mishumko. Michlau, Tanekame, with the Atomico. So, it's not Matzrich, Tume, Mishumko. Look, the Kumbau Miliko, the Ochebesin Committee, whether we Dalshin yes or not. Rabbonim Lui Dalshesin, the Rabbleza Dalshesin. Rabbonim Lui Dalshesin, Hazov Chode. Vadova Benidos, Vazov Ezeifei, Vazochom, Vlanchevo, Yish, Asher Yish Kap, Yitmei. Yitmei. So, Hazov, that's one thing. And say me in a second, if we don't dash it. Azov Chod is it. Azov Chod, say me Tal. So if we don't dash it, the rest must keep it. So if we don't dash it, the S. So Zog implies one thing, one dish. Say me implies another dish. So then, so Azov Chod is it, Tal. Mezoko, so that's Zohod is the third. So it's Bishlishi Akshra Chodom Kei. What's that? The status of the Kei. So by Zohod, so there is no difference between Enes and Nabi. So in Kei is the Tamei Bitsi Veo, Yivu Enes. So see, so we say, Hazov Chod is in the Tamei, Lazoho, Bishlishi Akshra Chodom Kei. So in other words, so the third is the same thing. So in other words, it doesn't make a difference whether it's Venus or not. If it's Venus, it's still Vital. We have Leze, Aldo, Vishes. So Azov, Chod, Azov, Leze. So Zov implies one thing. Es, Dalt, Zee, Vital. So we'll be Yakshra, Chod. So there, so we'll be Tezidim. But in the third, Tezidim, Zohon, and Venus is not Vital. Now let's see the Rashi. In Tami Beis, Eis Itum Ekalu Amurobo, Magi, Itum Aser, Ikeri, Uitzare Vishnilo, Itami Kezabko, Mon Ikeri Sipu Zoro, Makasitze, Alko Chari Yishnilo, Kizik Vasoko, Nure Avishin, Uitzka Pitzu, Zer Avishin, Azera Kuatzko, Makasit Yisrimo, Beikile Zishiva Dvokhi, Makho Mishin, Pitzu, Lomas, Mai Lavu Itum, Itum Beines, Bo Ave Toyo, Ligam, Lurko, Ika Maise Beines, So the Gemara says no, that the machlekes is whether we darshin yes or not. Ba'azov ezeik la'azov on kei. Zov chod ezeik la'azov on zov. Ba'azov ezeik la'azov on kei. Shintam ezeik la'azov on kei. From the third year, that is shlishi is in kei. From the third year, that is shlishi is in kei. From the third year, that is shlishi is in kei. שביטה מביאים, יאופים המפיר, חיות זה זה, ויהיו נאמה מייסה לו ודיקו, ויהיו נאמה מייסה לו ודיקו. So this is why the bright tanekame says, בשני הבית כניס, בשני הבית כניס, but בשני שינת, because in the שביו שלישיס, even in the ריאו, I call it tanekame, even in the ריאו שלישיס, would take place בהינס, he still becomes a ריאו. Only in the Rio Shnio, only in the Rio Shnio would take place Venus, so he will not be Venus. So the man become Tome is his Amgomo, and he will not be Nikol. Masha'in came, the Rio Shlishis, he already had two Venus, Shaloi Venus. And then the Rio Shlishis in Venus, Sekot Tanekamu, he'll be Kalko. Even the Rio Shemo would be Venus, so even though he'll be Count Tome, and it will be Mitzuret, as we bring it to the Tumas Zavgomu, to be required to count Zayiki, but it will not be counted as a Mitzuret in the Chiyuko. Masha'ikin, if the first year was Shaloi Beis, and the second year was Shaloi Beis, then the third year, so he already became a Zavgomu. Then the third rear was Baines, second by Kamil Yogir, as a result of the third rear Baines. So he'll be higher called to. That's according to Kamikam. So the highest wish is when Kayla Klima, Kayish when Jimmy Kayla should have a Davis, Gabriel and Birkin, the Yosin Zay, the Unami Maisel only the call. So according to Kamil, only the first 2 years cannot be the highest call. For the third year, can be highly called the Davis. With the peace, but on the other side, will peace cause action on the Davis. That few Davis. So the question is, what significance is the fourth week? After the third week is already highly called, so of what significance is the fourth week? So this has relevance in regard to spirit, to the sense of the spirit. That will make it glory. So the Chazi Tati, who we call Namlon, the Mishleishi Chayavai, the Elohim spirit, in the Posa, in his spirit, Shimon King, the whole of Rio after the babies. So I went to the pleasure. So the pleasure is really after the coming of brothers. First of all, the pleasure is really after the coming. And he holds that according to the pleasure. So even the third week, if you show the babies, so it's not high because God is not coming. No, that will be highly done in the first 2 weeks of the Shalom. For the third year, the followers, 2 years Shalom, from the 3 years, ladies, we come to the call according to the blessing. So, not only the first 2 years, have to be Shalom, ladies, in order to be the high call of the land, but in the third year, has to be Shalom, ladies, in order to be high. That's one matter we can do. Between the Tanikam and there is another Mahalikis in regard to the question as to whether after the so according to the play Elvis, the player says Elvis in the Posad Israel, especially with the king, before he will be after the evening says. So this is only according to the Blazer, but not according to Tanikam. So we see that it's not Vitame Beines, so it's a kashim on the memory of Rabune, the trio Rishaino shall Zahav Vitame Beines. Vitizdre, so you want to say Vitizdre, Lachmirol of Shuleis and Mishkol Neisho, Trio Rishaino, Ba Mishkol Neisho, Elo Rekom Arabin Tzvokin, Ba Lizav Vichol Ba Kerlo Yerbiyo Rishaino, Vilomo Yotso Biyo Shino, Vilohokil Olof Achmirol, Vilohokil Olof Shaitame Beines, Lachmirol of Shaitse Mishkol Neisho. So in other words, so Rabbi Yitzchok has reference to Rio Shlio, not to Rio Rishino, but in the name of Rio Rishino is not the Tavri. Omer Abuna, Zeyv Deimer Mipotzik Shal Seir, Zeyv Bo Mipsar Ames, Shikva Zera Bo Mipsar Achai, Zeyv Deimer Deimer Leiven Beitza Muzeres, Shikva Zera Mishuro Videimer Leiven Beitzo Sheino Zer. Dama Yilde Shaloi Tov, Tani, Omu Lehen Bisilo Bishama, He had a maiden be nido, shall in top of the roas of dam, so we have a machleki between Bisila and Bishama. A yield is, after the Jimei lady, after the Zion Yomim Rizochor, the Dalit Yomim came for. So she could be developed, but she wasn't developed. And then she had these shots of time. If she had been developed, so everybody will agree. So that's exactly the Sakosu. It's that it's Dam Teyar. So Dam Teyar is not the Dam. But she already counted the Zion Yomim of the Lady Rizochor, the Dalit Yomim, the Lady Kenya. And she was ready to be developed, but she wasn't developed. And she had this charge of time. So according to Bezalel, it's mitame. It's mitame midraise. It's mitame midraise lach v'yovim. And according to Bishamai, so midraise it's not mitame at all, midraise. But only midrabonon is mitame. So damayil v'shoi tovo, Bishamai im chirei koch me miragleo, that's with Rabbanon, but the Raisi is not Tami at all. He's lach. When we see the Imri, it's with Tami with the Raisi, lach the Yodish. The Tami lach. Tani, all of them we see the Shama. He had the maiden, the Nido Shama Tofo. The Roa Sotam she is. Omol Ahem, the Shama, I lo yom amarte the Nido Shama Filo Tofo the Roa Sot Meyo. So me mele, it's with Tami, if lo yom Tofo, Tengo Beyeldes. So, suppose she would it's already after the Yimelede. If she had been developed, then it wouldn't be Tomei. So Memele, Bisham, I say, even if she wasn't developed, it's not the Tomei. The Yimelede, she told the Rosh Hashanah, Omgulahem, so Visilol said to Bisham, he was the safety. So she has to count Daimu Kiyin, if she gives birth to a child, in Yimelede. So in addition to Yimelede, she has to count Daimu Kiyin. She told what we go as a year after she had counted that in the year. So is there, Loi Toblo Piroas, only Toblo Piroas Lach in Israel. Loi Toblo, so in other words, and she did count that in the year, but she wasn't developed yet. And then she had a discharge of the army, is there. On the other hand, so Bezalel said to Bishamai. So Bishamai said to Bezalel, who are thee? We are Jewish in Rami, we are Chilik in regard to that case too. And we say that as long that if she counted the Zion key and she wasn't developed and she had a discharge, so it's not on it. Remember the Krieg. So it appears that the Shammai, who are Chilik and Bezalel in regard to Damayil, the Shulit Tovlo, they are also Chilik in regard to Damayil, the Zayif, Shulit Tovlo. But now we're making the yield of the Zayif, Shimi Tamalach. Gemara says, "Loi kashi, kashi zokro, kashi loi zokro." When are they made? When is Bishama made to Bezalel? That if she, that it is becoming if a woman is able to Bezalel, and she did not count the Zion kids, she did not count the Zion, and then she saw that. So then it's becoming. Then it's becoming. With the right selach miyovich. But when are they healing? In regard to the case of the Yildes, who already was healed as Bezalel and who already counted Zion Kiyin, and she was in a position to be developed, but she wasn't developed, so then she has the same status as the Yildes Shaloi Bezalel, who could have been developed, wasn't developed. So Bishamai say over there that it's not the time. Loi kashi kashi sof kashi loi sof, but v'hatan, v'nechus, Yildes Bezalel she sof rovo loi tovlo, Viroaso, Holchu Bishama Lishitoson, U Bisil Lishitoson. So when are they made when she wasn't suffering? Let's see the Rashi. Yield is the same to Chia Shem Tov Lach Shem Onsa Dai Nikim Livad Yemi Timas Leit. Viroaso Teo, Didam Toya, Vichiloi Tov Lo Viroaso Tom. Omu Bishama Yuhu Adin, Kalei Ma Keiha Damuna Yield is Gmur Akrede, Shalui Tov Lo Viroaso Teo, Kach Yield is the same to Shob Lo Leo Yim Leidi, Vishima Nikim, Vilo Tov Lo Viroaso Teo. Kan She Sofro Bili Yisrael. Bisop for Zion King. Must listen to the Bishamai to Shop in the Malay, they were dying Louis of Rachel. Shivan King. So then they are made the Bishamai is Tamilah Yodish. Welcome, I will come down with Bisham being the state of Jerichim Radwe or make the deal. They say Shalois of the Hopman Shalois of Zobri, the Moas or the Havi Jerichim Radwe. People read with Tamilah Loyovish, you don't need it. You are here to take it and laugh. I will come with Tamilah Yodish, the short man with Yamilani. But I am his Bishamai should also. Because after him, it's all the rachmonim. ומולו כל יום שלו, ובשירו שיטוסו, וכסברי, ביימי ותביל את הולרחמי, וחינדו לטוב לו, הווה דומו תומי, כתומה סלידי, להווה אב, דהווה אבתו, להווה אבתו. The lotion of Rashi is more, indicates more like the shite of Teitzve, the Ramban, the Rashi, but not like the shite Sovini, from the Balatrumo. Because the lotion of Rashi means, Gehinger Litovlo have a domo tome, Kitumas Leide, the Abba Tome. In other words, he emphasizes only the aspect of Tome. He, according to the Ri, he swears in the Balatrumo that was fine. So it's not only relevant, it's not only that it has relevance in regard to Tumen, that the Dam is Mitam, regarding Thailand, regarding Bailo, it's already Limitea don't begin. It's not Antea. Limitea don't begin until Jesus. So why does Rashi have to emphasize? It's not explicit, but it's Mash. Why does Rashi have to emphasize? Have a Domo Tumen Kitu Maslini Dabasa. It's Mash. It's from the Dio Kaloshi, it's Mash. That it only has relevance Ligabi Tome, not Ligabi Bible. Not Ligabi Bible. You may tell begin without feeling. But the dam is done. Alright. Now, Itma. Ravoma Maimeho. Ateyoti Mose Iba Ateyoti Ros. Bilevi Omar. Bilevi Omar Shnei Mayonis. Mr. Matome Iftaratoyan, Mr. Matoyan Iftaratome. Now, we already explained. In other words, so of course, there is no one of the Mephoshim explained the machlikis between Rav and Levi, that it's such a divergent machlikis in its ears, that according to Rav, it comes, so the dam before the Limitea comes from one source and the other comes from another source. So everybody, so the Chasam Sefer agrees, that there is no such divergent machlekes. But according to the Chasam Sefer, there is still a machlekes in its ears. In other words, true, everybody agrees, Rav and Levi agree that they both come from the same source. From the same source. In other words, from the mokia, from the walls of the uterus. So the damteya comes from the walls of the uterus, from the mokia, and the dam leide come from the mother. But the question is it, do they both emanate from the same cause or from a different cause? So Rav says, Mayin Echotu, the Chasam Sefer says, not only does it come from the mother, not do both come from the same, from the mother or from the same source, but they both emanate from the same cause. So then you ask, they both come from the same source and from the same, they both emanate from the same cause. So why is one Toyer and one Tomei? There's a girl's cause of no cash. And Levi says, true, they both come from the same from the uterus, but one is due to one cause, one physiological cause, and the other one is due to another physiological cause. So Mimele, it's Tomei, one is Tomei, one is Toyer. All right. So, but I mentioned another pshat, that there is no machlekes in the mitzias. There is no machlekes in the mitzias. The mitzias is according to both, that they both come from the mokeh, and they emanate from different causes. From different causes. But there is a machlekes in the din. According to Rav, who says, Mayin Echodu, so al pidin it's Mayin Echod. Even though, The dam emanates from a different cause than dam nido, but alpidim, in view of the fact that they both emanate from the same place, from the walls of the uterus, so mele it has a din of dam nido. In other words, Rav would say that ovulation bleeding, even though it emanates from a different cause than menstrual bleeding, but it comes from the same source, from the mokeh, so it's also considered like damnit. So al-bidin it's minor. even though being tzias, there is a different physiological cause for the breathing. So Al-Bedin is considered my nefel. Whereas Levi says, true, they both emanate, that the Damteya emanates from the same place, but from a different cause. So Memele Al-Bedin is considered not like Damteya. So Memele, it's not that there is a special heta. According to Rav, so it's a special heta, a special zelzakos. The Torah was matter, but it's damnido. Al-Bedin, it should be considered damnido. But the Torah was matter, this damnido. According to Levi, in view of the fact that it emanates from a different physiological cause, so Memele, it's not damnido, Al-Bedin. It's not damnido. Damnido means menstrual bleeding. If it's any other bleeding, whether it's ovulation bleeding or any other bleeding, so then it's not considered amnido. That's why it's toyah. But according to Rav, it is amnido. But there is a special head. So Rav says, Al-Bedin it's my mechot, and Levi says, Al-Bedin it's to be treated as shtei mayot. Nistamatome, niftachatoya. My binai, ike binai shifas mitech shiva lachar shiva, umitech arboso lachar arboso, umitech arboim lachar arboim, umitech shmeinim lachar shmeinim. Lerav, reishe, that means shifas, mitech shiva lachar shiva ni yel de zohar, umitech arboso lachar arboso, ni yel eres ni kevo. So is reishe likule, suppose that this jars the flow, started at the end of the seventh day, or at the end of the 14th day, yieldes mikevo, and it continued to flow without a stop into the 8th day and into the 15th day. So here we know that the flow emanates from the same cause. But so according to Rav, the dam that comes out once the after the expiration of the 7th or the 14th day, even though it came out as part and parcel of one continuous flow, is toyah. But you'll ask, it's due to the same cause, it came out as part and parcel of one continuous flow. But that's the Gzeiras HaKosuf, they are all the same, they are all damnido, the same Al-Bedin, they are considered like Mayan Echot, but the Torah was Matia. The Torah was Matia. You may tear. So we cool it. And Levi, so Lerav, Reisha we cool it, Veseife Lechumre. Now suppose the flow starts at the end of the 40th day in the Zohar, or at the end of the 80th day in the Sikevo, and it continues into the 41st, into the 81st. So Mimele, according to Rav, whatever comes out, and the 81st and the 41st is toyah, even though it comes out from part and parcel of the same flow, because that is Zakos. So the only reason is why any dam that comes out on the 15th is toyah is because it emanates from a different cause. But here we know that it emanated from the same cause. So Rishon Lechumra Veseifa Lechumra. All right. Let's see the Rashi. Mai Lechot. Dam Abo B'Meleide, V'Dam Abo B'Meiteya, V'Mai Lechot B'Meleide. Hatei Oti Mosi, Kol Shiva Lizocho V'Dalet V'Kevo, V'Hatei Oti Rosi Yacha Mishim. Nista Matome L'Acha Shvuayi, V'Nifta Chatoye. Nista Matoye L'Acha Shmei, V'Nifta Chatoye. לרב ראשי נשיפס מניתך ימיתומה ומיתר ליקור ותאירו ואף גם לא יפוסק ועתירות ירוסי ויתאים ונשוף המתכמם לחמם ותכפיר לחשמיני וחומרי ותמיר לחשמיני ועתירות ימוסי ולאי וראשי לחומרי כאילו ויפוסקו ולניסטה מיין תומה וספר ליקור נכים ויפוסקו וניסטה מיין מיין תומה מייס דם היהודה שלו יטוב לו ושם היהם רמקירי כוח ממרגליהו ושם אם אתה יכול ממעגלו, ביסיר להם, ומתה מלאך ויובש. Kosalka dajte. I posko... So, tamo je ili šali to. So, there is machleke between the Shammai. Whether it's mitami midraise or it's tapu tamu midraise. The Shammai say it's mitapu tamu. And the Seel say it is mitami midraise. So it is assumed that it has reference to a case where she stopped bleeding before the expiration of the MLA. And then she started, let's say, under 15 or under 16. She started to bleed. So in such a case, there is a machlekes between Bisham and Bisilel. So Bishleim le Rav Yoma Mayim Echodu. But it's a special Zerasakosu. It's a special Zerasakosu that up to the end of the 14th day it is Tomei, and from the 15th day it is Toir. So you understand as to why Bisilel say Mitamilach Viyovich. Because if there hadn't been a special Zerasakosu, what would I say? That even if there had been Tfile, so it's Mitamilach Viyovich, but there is a Zerasakosu. So it's a special Chidesh. So that Chidesh, that Zerasakosu applies only to the case where she was developed. But where she wasn't developed, that Chidesh doesn't apply. El Levi Domashni Mayone say, so it's not a special Chidesh, a special dispensation by the Torah, that Yemeiteya, the same menstrual dam, is toy. It's no, the Dinator of Dam Torah is declaratory of the Mitzvah, that in view of the fact that it emanates from a different cause, so Mimele, it's not considered Dam Nido. So if it's not Dam Nido, so what kind of Dam is it? Damako. So Damako is toy. So Mimele, so what if she wasn't developed? But it's Damako. It doesn't emanate from the same cause, from the same physiological cause as menstruation does. So Mimele, and that's the reason as to why Dam Teyar is Toyer. Because it's not Dam Nido. The Xerasakosov is declaratory of the Mitzvah. It's not a special Chiddush by the Torah. So even if she wasn't developed, but it emanates from a different cause, so it's Damako. Now that itself is not such a double portion. If a woman has a mako inside, so if, let's say, a woman has a mako, let's say, not in the moker itself, not in the walls of the uterus, let's say she has a mako, she has a wound in the cervix, even though that's very far inside, but that's before the moker, before the uterus, so then everybody agrees that she's not a soul. No matter how much you bleed, that's the mako. There is a Shittas HaRishayim, the Bes Yosef Shittas is, that if a woman has a mako in the moker itself, in the walls of the uterus, even though that mako, it was caused, I don't know, by irritation of instruments, by the doctor. So according to the Bes Yosef Shittas, so she's a nido. And there are more past. There are more paskins that if she has a mako, so in the moker itself, but if it is verified by doctors that this is not menstrual dam, it is just dam mako, she has a certain wound there, so then she's stale. Now, how can we understand the Bes Yosef Shittas? Again, with this concept, if we explain the machlekes between Rav and Levi, not the machlekes in Mitzias as the Chatam Sefer, but as the machlekes in Din, the Mitzias is what it is. In other words, according to both, that it emanates from the same place, but from the Mokeya, but it emanates from a different physiological cause. This means that physiological cause. So according to Rav, it Alpidin is considered Mayan Echot, because it comes from the same Mokeya. And according to Levi, Alpidin is considered like Shtei Mayonis. Now, so the Nakamina would be in regard to ovulation bleeding. So ovulation bleeding would be totally machlekes between Rav and Levi. Now, if she has a wound in the Mokeya, so again, it comes from the same source. She has a wound in the walls of the uterus. So Mimele, So my mother, she bleeds. So according to Rav, it's my necho. I'll believe it's my necho. No matter what the physiological cause is, as long as it emanates from the same place, so my mother, she's an evil. So she's an evil. That's the shite. That's the shite of the Bessiosi. That's the shite of the Bessiosi. But because we pass like Rav, not like Levi. So Mimele, the Bais Yosef says that even if she has a wound in the Mokeir, and we know that the bleeding is from that wound, not from menstruation, so she's still Nida. She's still Nida, because we pass Mayin Echot, no matter what the cause. Now, why does the Ramor pass not like that? That even if the wound is in the Mokeir itself, she is not Nida? So the answer is, that the Mako, you see, when true that it's my nechot, because there is one big difference between damnido, menstrual bleeding, let's say, and Mako bleeding. Because menstrual bleeding is a natural phenomenon. Let's say, if it will not happen, so the woman, there is not normality in the woman, so there is something wrong with her. So that is considered as dam nido. So a violation bleeding in a chaname would come within the same category as menstrual bleeding in a konkerab. Mashenkin, if she bleeds because of the mako, so that's not a natural phenomenon. So mimele, the rabbi holds, that is not considered like menstrual bleeding. So dam teya, so is a bleeding, is a natural bleeding. Because after, for a certain period, after a woman gives birth to a child, so there is a lot of bleeding. So Mimele, it continues for many days. But this is a natural phenomenon. So Mimele, it has the same thing as Damnido. Masheinke, Nivik Damako, Damako is different. As a matter of fact, there is a machlekes between, this is one of the most common shilas in Nido. If let's say a doctor inserts an instrument very deep into the uterus, sometimes that causes bleeding because the instrument irritates, and sometimes it doesn't cause bleeding, but the instrument is inserted very deep anyway. So the Nevihuda paskens, that she becomes a bleeder, even if she doesn't bleed at all. The Tiferes Lameisha is chayvus. And as a matter of fact, so many Achenim mention the Bais Yosef. The Bais Yosef says, in Hilchas Nideh, that if a doctor introduced a shviferes, an instrument, inside, into a woman's womb, so then she is a Nideh. So it's a riot, they mention it as a riot to the Nideh. But it's no riot to the Nideh. Because we have to understand, now the Nideh says that even if she doesn't bleed, if an instrument is introduced into the womb, even if she doesn't bleed at all, and even if she makes a dicky, and she finds it clean, so she's still in it. Why? Because in Psichas Akeva Boleidam. So the Gemara says in Psichas Akeva Boleidam, if there is a Psichas Akeva from the inside outward, let's say if she has a certain discharge or a miscarriage, let's say even if the miscarriage is before 40 days, so she's not male, because if the miscarriage takes place in the fetus after 40 days, so then she's male, so she has to count 14 days, maybe it was in Keva. But if the miscarriage takes place before 40 days in the fetus, so then she's not male. But then we say, sometimes a woman has a discharge of a chaticho. There is a discharge of the whole chaticho. So we say in Psichas Akeva Boleidam. So that has reference, so that memorial in Psichas Akeva Boleidam has reference to a Psichas Akeva from within, not to a Psichas Akeva from without. So the Behuda in the Tshuva apply the same principle to an insertion of a Shviferes Ovo. If it's a big instrument that is inserted by a doctor inside the uterus, so he says, in Psichas Akeva Boleidam, so even though she doesn't bleed, but there must have been some bleeding, but she just didn't detect it. She just didn't detect it. So Mimele, she says she has to come. And the Tiferes Lemi, she is Chelik. And the Tiferes Lemi, she, so according to me, the Behude, so she's Nido even if she doesn't leave. And according to Tiferes Lemi, she is not in Nido even if she bleeds. Even if she bleeds a lot. Because if she bleeds, so what is it due to? Because if an instrument was inserted, so in all probability, so it irritated the tissue inside, so mainly bleeds, so it's damako. So why should she be considered the needle? This is what the transformation. This is what the transformation said. Now, we have to understand, if look, it's established like the transformation. Why? How can it be considered as dam needle? I mean, she doesn't bleed because of menstruation. She bleeds because there was an irritation in the tissue inside. So the answer is, the Behute holds. Now, the Behute holds. Now, we see that the Bes Yosef holds that even Damako in the Mokir is mitam. Why? Because we pass like her. So, Mimele, that means my lechot. So, whatever the cause of the bleeding is, as long as it comes from the wall, from the mochia, from the walls of the uterus, she's an ego. So damako makes her also into an ego. Makes her also into an ego. And the only reason as to why the Ramo is highly kind of yourself is because any day, because this is not a natural bleeding. This was caused by a certain chabura. So Mimele, it does not come within the aloche of damim. So what he holds, so the Ramo, so Mimele, there is no raya bechlau for the Behude Shite, from the Bes Yosef, because the Bes Yosef says if a doctor introduces a Shviferes into the womb, so then she's in Ido, because the Bes Yosef Lishito says, he holds the Damako in the Mokher itself, makes a whole point in Ido. So Mimele, why should the dam that results from the insertion of a Shviferes be Gorua? I mean, so in other words, it resulted in irritation most of the time when a doctor does insert an instrument, so, and especially if he's not careful, so naturally it results in irritation. So there is bleeding, so it's Damako. So the Bes Yosef says that if it went very deep into the Mokeo, so then she's an ego. But we pass like the Ramo. So Mimele, there's no kashe against the Tiferes Lemeishe. But in the Behude, so it's not that the Behude says it a little bit the sheet of the Bes Yosef. The Behude also passes like the Ramo. But the Behude says the only reason as to why the Ramo says that the Mako in the Mokeh is not, does not make her into an Ido, is because there is one fundamental distinction between the Nido menstrual bleeding and the Mako. Actually, every menstrual bleeding is, in a certain sense, is like a Mako. It's like a man. So, but this is a natural thing. This is a natural thing. But the damako is not a natural thing. So, when do we say it's not a natural thing? If the irritation resulted from a certain injury. But if the irritation resulted as a result of treatment, so then it is considered like a natural mako. Every menstruation is a natural mako, in final analysis. So the Nidruhude Shiti is that if the irritation resulted as a curative measure, so the melee is considered like a natural mako. And menstruation is a natural mako. So the melee, sometimes for the first nation says, no, it's not it. It still results from an artificial, external irritation. So the melee, it has to be treated in the same way as the mako. All right, now. All right. Gemara says, so, Meisvet, Amayir, the Sholitom, will be Shamayim, and Jerei, Tochmim, Radleo, the Sulaim, the Tamil Achyos. Kosal, could I tell the pot? Bishlaim, the Rabdom, Amayim, the Echodom, Shalom, the Tamil Achyos. El lady domashni mayoni say, am I mitamilach viyodich? Omalach lady, hochem mayatkinom bishifah. So in other words, so the reason as to why we still say that the Tamil Achiyovish is because we are dealing, we still deal with Shifat. So Mimela, we know that it comes from the Mayan Tomek. Ibi Shifat, my Tamil Ibi Shamai. My Tamil Ibi Shamai. So why do the Shamai say that it's Toy? So then it comes from the Mayan Tomek. On top of the Shamai, Mayan Echot. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that according to Leif, that Shnei Mayon is saying, whatever the Pshat is, but this is the Gemara, that according to Levi, that says Shnei Mayon is saying, so it's only a little Bezila, because it's not like Bezila. But Levi is made that according to Bishama, it's Mayon. Shnei Mayon is, Levi says, Shnei Mayon is only a little Bezila. So on that point, is the Machlejah is in Bishama Bezila. Bishama is saying that it's Mayon Echot. It's Mayon Echot. So Mimele, even though she was not developed, so, but it's story, but, and the Silel, so even though it's Shifat, so Mimele, but it's my Mechot, so there is a special verse according to it.